Hazrat has put forward a very important principle here, and we should take the principle and apply it somewhere else. What is the basic principle? That for a Muslim to progress, he's got to use those tried and tested tariqah methods which are according to the Sharia. The moment he wanders away from the Sharia and looks at the non-Muslims and sees that they are making progress in this way and that way, if we adopt their ways, we're also going to make progress, then we are definitely going to suffer. So apply this to other situations. One situation comes to mind. We were in Rietfontein. Rietfontein is where the Pando family used to stay. And Mufti Mehmood Sahib Rahmatullah used to come. When he used to come to South Africa, he offers, obviously, when I ran Pando Sahib, who dedicated his whole life to the service of Mufti Sahib, he was with him all the time. And of course, when he came here, Mufti Sahib used to stay in Rietfontein. So one day we were there, and somebody came, one of the ulama came and said, Hazrat, in Durban, Westville, they are now offering a university degree course for ulama. What is Hazrat's opinion? Mufti Mehmood thought about it for a while and said, no. No go. It's not something that the ulama should go for. And he gave the reason. He says, knowledge, ilm, is a nur. Ilm is a nur. It's not information. Real knowledge, real ilm is a nur. And that nur you get from people who've got nur, who've got iman. What nur are you going to get from the heart of a kafir? And you will be kafirs, non-Muslims will be teaching there. Common sense. Ilm is a nur. So when you go and sit at the foot of an ustad or a sheikh, then you're getting nur, you're getting faith. What are you going to get from a non-Muslim? What faith are you going to get? Right. And this is another point that Mufti Fahim Sahib labored on when he came. Wherever he went, he spoke on this. He told the young people, be sure where you get your information from. You can't get ilm from Mufti Google. Yes, you'll get information. You'll get a lot of information. Whether the information is correct or not, you won't know. But proper ilm, you can't get through the internet, you can't get through recordings, you can't get through CDs, you can't get through any of these things. Proper ilm you can only get from by sitting with an ustad. And this has been there from day one. From day one, the Sahaba dedicated their whole life by sitting on the sufa and getting that particular ilm from directly from Rasulullah. And this silsila has carried on since then. So what are you going to get by studying through online? How much faith are you going to get by studying online? Ask yourself. Or using internet or any of these new modern ways that the non-Muslims are using, they seem to maybe making progress academically or whatever, technologically or whatever way you want to look. They may seem to be making progress. Look at medicine now, the amazing things they are now doing in the medical field with technology is mind-boggling. Right. But does that mean that there is nur in what they are doing? There's no nur in it. It's just pure technology. Right. For any knowledge to be proper knowledge in the sense of ilm, it has to have nur with it, and this you can only get by sitting with somebody who has that nur, who has that iman, who can pass it on. So like this principle, one shouldn't forget. Like I said, this is, some people will say, but you know, you are studying kitabs of the people who are coming from Indo-Pak continent, you know. You know, you are very sort of seclusive. How does this relate to indigenous people or people in America or say, or how does it? You don't realize that our ulama got the essence of the deen and they practice on the sunnah of the deen. And that way there's nuraniyat in what they have been teaching. If you're going to change this, you are going to take away the nuraniyat. And then you're left with information, right? You'll have very bright scholars. You'll have very bright scholars, but you won't have people of deen. So like I said, this is a very, very important principle that our Hazrat is enunciating here. And I'm laboring this point because we are living in very, very difficult times, very, very challenging times. And if we don't heed this type of advice, we are really going to be go asunder. We are really going to be led astray. Even if it's not your fault, even if therefore they made some accounting error, you've paid up, but they made some accounting error and they show you that you are in arrears, they're still going to charge you interest. Even though it's their fault, you can't do anything about it, you try and reverse it, you can't reverse it. Personal experience I'm speaking about. So, accept it. Accept that interest is part of your life. No, so what's wrong with doing business with interest? This is a type of argument people will put forward. And it's become common now. So why are you raising objections? It's not common for this to happen, common for that to happen. So accept it. Face up to reality. Why are you bringing your India-Pakistan customs here? These are not India-Pakistan customs. These are from Quran and Hadith. It's from Quran and Hadith. So this is something that don't be misled into thinking that our akabir, na'udhu billah, have misled us in any way. They have not. We've got to stick to the teachings of our akabir. Fine, I admit myself, I'm the first one to admit that I cannot live up to their standard. I've got a lot of shortcomings. I cannot live up to the high standard that they have set, and I admit my shortcomings. But I'm not going to say that they are in any way in the wrong. You are 100% in the right, and I'm the first one to say, like I said, to admit that I don't have the abilities or qualities to be able to match them or follow them in any significant aspect.